The Small Business Administration is looking to give women-owned small businesses a wider opening to the federal contracting market. Through its Challenge Her program, the agency gives small business owners new to the market a crash course in government procurement. Nearly a quarter of the government's total contract spending, after all, goes to small business. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
If you've never done business with the federal government but would like to, the Small Business Administration and its partners might want to hear from you. SBA has partnered with the group Women Impacting Public Policy and American Express for a project that they're calling Challenge Her. Since starting the project in 2013, Challenge Her has taught more than 14,000 women the basics of government contracting. Antonio Doss is SBA's Washington Metro Area District Director. In an interview earlier this month, he told me how the Challenge Her project first came together.
We really agreed that this would be a way that we could combine our efforts, combine our resolve to affect positively the contracting opportunities for women business owners. The federal space is huge for government contracting, and women-owned businesses were participating but not participating at the level that we thought was possible.
The federal government has been on a hot streak meeting its small business contracting goals. It's been meeting its benchmarks for the past 5 years, and small businesses make up nearly a quarter of the government's annual contract spending. But the government fell short of its target for women-owned small businesses back in 2017. They made up less than 5% of the government's overall spend. But since standing up Challenge Her, Doss said that the program has gotten results.
We have a 5% goal for women-owned businesses to get contracts with the federal government. And our percentage of business that's gone to women businesses has increased the last few years. In fact, we're now $5 billion more in contract awards to women business owners since we actually established this partnership 5 years ago.
Candace Waterman is the president and CEO of Women Impacting Public Policy. She said her group advocates for women-owned businesses on the Hill, but now, working through Challenge Her, she said her organization has a forum to educate women.
We're on the Hill advocating for parity, but then we're in the classroom educating so that they can fulfill those contracts in an appropriate manner. Because we do a disservice to the program, any program, if a woman is awarded a contract and she can't fulfill. So we want to make certain that we are, you know, making our women armed with the tools and skills necessary to be able to fulfill those contracts.
SBA has brought in business specialists from their Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or PTAC, program to help educate women taking part in Challenge Her. Here, Doss describes more on that.
They are teaching and training the audience on how to enter the federal marketplace. They're talking about market research, trying to identify the right best opportunities for a business to go. Some business owners, when they're starting out, they want a shotgun and go many agencies. And really, that's not necessarily too effective because there's not enough research that's done. And so people spend too much time focusing in the wrong direction. So part of what they're coaching them on right now is to identify those agencies that are likely to have an opportunity that matches with the product or service that the business presents. And if they're able to do that, then they're able to get into that space and be effective. And it's through those kind of strategies that we've been able to help get our women contracting numbers up to over $20 billion a year now.
Small businesses and startups often deliver on innovation faster than some larger companies. That, at least, has been the Defense Department's experience. DOD stood up the Defense Innovation Unit, or DIU, to help bring some of those startups into the government procurement space. Doss said small businesses often bring new ideas to the table.
The agility and creativity that small businesses have sometimes is able to make impactful changes to the contracting environment and providing solutions to the agencies that the larger companies aren't always able to come up with. Something about being small, having to navigate space in a different kind of way, not having many departments to do things, but having literally the creativity at the CEO level and at the specialist level within those small businesses helps provide solutions that are the types that government needs to advance and innovate.
Doss added that in the Washington, D.C. area, women small business owners have found particular success in the IT contracting field.
So we have business owners who are women business owners who are excelling in that area, providing support to agencies like NASA and Department of Energy, the DOD facilities, and very technical, scientific, STEM type disciplines.
But it's not all about seeking business-to-agency opportunities. Waterman said women-owned small businesses shouldn't overlook opportunities in government subcontracting as well.
I think they overlook that indirect opportunity and want to go direct to an agency, where indirect really has an amazing opportunity for you to get past performance, for you to grow capacity, for you to go understanding of the agency, the idiosyncrasies within the agency, the requirements within the agency. So I think from a positive perspective, and how I really see it, is the women-owned small businesses really need to look at those opportunities and not just the agency to business opportunity.
Women's small business contracting also overlaps with other groups like veteran-owned small businesses. Waterman said her organization conducts outreach in those sectors too.
The beautiful thing about the women's segment is we cross all of those segments. But within contracting, you have various vehicles or programs that may be segmented for each one of those particular areas. So there are always outreach programs to ensure that they have an opportunity at the table. Today, you know, again, we are at a women-owned small business, but within the women-owned small business space, we have veteran-owned businesses in here. We have service-disabled-owned businesses as well. But each of those have varying programs or specific programs to that particular segment. And SBA does an amazing job along with the partners in terms of that outreach and ensuring that they have what they need for success as well.
And once first-time government contractors get the green light from agencies, Doss said that there's plenty of resources available to them.
So one of the things we always recommend for business owners, when they get that happy day, the announcements come through, you've won the contract award, read the contract, understand exactly what you're supposed to deliver, because sometimes it's very technical things in there in terms of what you're supposed to deliver and what you may perceive you're supposed to deliver. And the two are not always the same. But if a business runs into a challenge, we're here at the SBA and along with our resource partners to help them work through and navigate those challenges. So whether it's directly with our SBA district office or with one of our partners like the Small Business Development Center, SCORE, or our Women's Business Center, and then also our Veterans Business Opportunity Center, all of these programs can help a business owner figure out where they may have misstepped, recoil, and then redirect their energy and recover from whatever that situation may be.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.